This is the news in brief from the United Nations. The UN Security Council prepared to meet on Monday to discuss the crisis in Afghanistan after Secretary General Antonio Guterres urged the Taliban and all other parties to protect lives and ensure that humanitarian needs can be addressed. In a statement, Mr. Guterres said that he was following the situation with deep concern as Taliban forces entered the capital, Kabul. The UN chief also warned on Sunday of reports of serious human rights abuses and violations in the communities most affected by the fighting, highlighting the immense challenges inside Afghanistan, where conflict has forced hundreds of thousands from their homes. UN Aid Coordinating Office, OCHA, insisted that humanitarian organisations were committed to stay and deliver to millions in need. Isabel Musa Carlson, OCHA head of office in Afghanistan, tweeted on Sunday that aid teams would carry out their work while adhering to the humanitarian principles of humanity, neutrality, impartiality and independence. In Haiti, rescue and relief efforts continued on Monday after a 7.2 magnitude earthquake struck over the weekend, reportedly claiming 1,300 lives. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres expressed his sadness over the loss of life and destruction in the southern part of the Caribbean island, while UN humanitarians warned that gang violence there could hamper aid assessments and delivery for weeks. According to UN Aid Coordinating Office, OCHA, the quake's epicenter was around 12 kilometres northeast of San Luis de Sud, about 125 kilometres west of the capital, Port-au-Prince. In addition to the dead and wounded, initial reports indicate more than 700 collapsed buildings, including hospitals and schools, more than 3,700 homes destroyed, and significant damage to roads. Local hospitals are already overwhelmed with wounded people, OCHA said, especially in Lekay and Jeremy, but help is being provided by the Red Cross and hospitals in unaffected areas. Some 30,000 Palestinian refugees in southern Syria who are registered with the UN Agency for Palestine Refugees, UNRWA, have become increasingly vulnerable following recent clashes in Daraa's governance, the UN agency has warned. UNRWA said on Sunday that around one-third of them used to reside in the Daraa's camp for Palestine refugees before the conflict, and recently a small number have returned to the camp due to lack of alternatives. However, ongoing hostilities have dramatically reduced the agency's ability to provide them with critical services. More than 600 Palestine refugee families, or 3,000 individuals who now reside in the camp, face dire humanitarian conditions, UNRWA said. The agency has reported depleted medication and food stocks, including bread, following the closure of the main Saraya humanitarian crossing on the 30th of July. Water and electricity are also completely cut off inside the camp. UNRWA has called for all parties to the conflict to ensure unimpeded access for humanitarian assistance into the area and for the Saraya crossing point to remain open to allow Palestine refugees access to basic services. Katie Dartford, UN News.